this last year, I read or listened to the Bible once a month. And when I say once a month, I mean Genesis to Revelation, 1189 chapters each month. One of the things that I picked up on through that, it was not intended to be a deep dive every single time. No, I'm just over and over and over again, washing my mind with the Word of God. But one of the things that stood out to me was the way words are used, and specifically for this conversation, the usage of the word spirit. Let's just say the Gospel of Mark, for example, it says things like, there was a spirit, a mute spirit, or a deaf spirit came upon this person. When I was listening to that, I realized that that usage, that word spirit doesn't mean attitude. And that for a long time, I had thought that when the Bible says, I think in 1 Timothy, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, that means God has not given us an attitude of fear, but it actually means a spirit, like a person without a body, a spirit. that's what a spirit is. It's a person without a body. The devil is the archetype. By telling us who the devil is, we can learn something who his demons are. The devil is the father of lies. He's the accuser of the brethren, and he is the tempter. These are the same things that demons do too. They lie, they accuse, and they tempt. And that the temptation of Jesus, that's a great example of this. The affliction, the physical assault that the devil waged against Job, Peter's life, these are all examples of believers, of Christians, of Jesus himself, who came under attack from the enemy. The Apostle Paul says a messenger of Satan, an angel of Satan, an angelos of Satan was sent to torment him. So why would you think that you as a Christian are untouchable? It's widely understood that there's five ways that demons can get in. They can get access. The language of the foothold or stronghold, it's found in Ephesians where the Bible says, do not give place to the devil, which if you look it up, it's a spatial term similar to architectural or a household of like this space, this room, this place. So don't give place, don't give rooms, don't give open doors to the devil. I saw a person once who they were trying to get the demon out of the person and they couldn't. The person was basically crawling backwards on all fours and it looked like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Their eyes were going two different directions and they were speaking with some really terrifying other voice. And this was a female speaking with this demonic male voice crawling backwards. And I saw this and I was 3 feet away from this person.